It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to Nico, our producer for tonight, holding it down on the boards. And thank you to you, yes, you, for listening here on a Friday evening. I appreciate you. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. Hey, happy early Father's Day to all the dads out there. Much love to people tuned in on the free Odyssey app, on their local radio station, on Sirius XM channel 158. And for everybody who has a smart speaker, you feel smarter than everybody else, good. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. We talked about the NBA Finals Game 4. Well, it's finally underway. Dallas Mavericks currently lead Boston 25-16. We talked about these crazy contracts for quarterbacks in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence is getting 55 per. And we spoke to Gary Smits about it from the Florida Times Union. He covers the Jaguars. We talked about people defending other players. Sauce Gardner coming to the defense of Aaron Rodgers. It's like, hey, he doesn't need to show up to work. He'd been to work all month and the month before that. And the month before that, give him a break. Jalen Brunson, he decided to come through and defend Luka Doncic from crying. Well, I think Luka's going to cry eventually whenever this series is over. I think that's definitely going to happen. Last hour, we talked about Adam Silver supporting the idea of Caitlin Clark being added to the U.S. Olympic women's team. But he's like, that ain't my choice. That's their choice. They want to build the best team. Like, it's not my choice. I'm just like, damn it, they're going to beat everybody anyway, so chill out. We talked about Jose Abreu getting cut. This is a former American League MVP. They gave him the boot out in Houston. Man couldn't have a batting average above, forget 200. I mean, before he got sent to the minors, his batting average was 0.99. What? That's like an ERA of an amazing player. Not a batting average. What the hell? Anyway, we got more to do as the show goes on. If you missed a minute and you want to hear the show, you got the Odyssey app. You can just hit rewind. Good. And if not, we're going to talk about more. All right. And at the end of the show, of course, I'm going to share with you quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's still June 14th, 2024. Unless you're on the other side of the Atlantic, and then, you know, it's already the 15th. Anyway, Brian is calling from Toronto. Brian, how are you? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Welcome.
Thank you, JR. Good to hear your voice, man.
Thanks.
I'm calling in. I got a bone to pick with USA basketball, both men's and women's team. I'll start with the women's. No doubt Caitlin Clark should be on that team, okay? From my record, I don't think Team USA has lost in like 30 years or something. I could be wrong. But I think they've won every gold medal game. And I'm pretty sure they're going to win this time around, too. I checked out the Japan-USA gold medal game from Tokyo, and the arena looked like it was half empty. Now, I know if Caitlin Clark was in the game, it'd be a full...
Uh-oh. We got a bone to pick with your phone. Oh, there you go.
So put Caitlin Clark on the team, people. All right, number one. Man, Grant Hill, I love him. Love him. Now, the thing is, he didn't even have a tryout. And now we see Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, is playing like a guy who should be in the starting five in Paris. Not only that, he's teammates with Doncic. We know Slovenia is going to be in the mix. Put Kyrie on the team. He deserves to be in Paris. That's all I got, JR.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, I think with Kyrie Irving, if you want to talk about Kyrie Irving talent-wise, then yeah, he's one of the most talented guys. But I don't think Team USA wants the distraction. I mean, there's a difference there. Caitlin Clark, she is a distraction for reasons nothing having to do with her. Kyrie Irving has been a distraction for the past several years for a multitude of reasons. And I can understand if, Grant Hill took the approach of, I don't want him on the team. We're going to go out to Paris, and one day Kyrie wakes up and he's just like, human rights this, or I don't want to do that, or I'm not going to do this. And I don't blame him in that regard. And this is what a lot of people really boil it down to. It doesn't matter the who, the what, the where, the why. When it comes down to sports, and I'd say this is more applicable to the NFL, and a lot of times it could be an excuse. People don't want distractions. People don't want distractions on the team. They don't want loud personalities unless you're going to screw things up, unless you're going to cause unwanted attention, unless you're going to mess up the money. I can't blame them for not saying, hey, we don't want Kyrie. Now, why is Kawhi on the team? I guess Grant Hill was like, hey, let's go ahead and flip a coin. Maybe Kawhi will be healthy. Maybe he won't. It's Kawhi Leonard. Like, what are we expecting from him? Expecting him to be hurt. Oh, it's what it is. It's Kawhi Leonard. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Jeff is calling up from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Beat Show. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
What I want to ask is I want to know the temperature nationwide on the most exciting baseball player, young baseball player today, Bobby Witt Jr. That dude is an animal. That guy's leading Major League Baseball in hitting right now. He's going to be a 10-war player, and he's going to be a plus defensive shortstop. I want to know what a nationwide sportscaster thinks of this guy. I realize I'm biased. I'm a Royals fan.
So
but this dude,
this is the second coming. Hold on, slow down. Just slow down. Thank you. You're asking me. I'm the bro. You could just say, hey, JR, what do you think about him? That'd be simple. I got a name.
Hey, JR, what do you think about him?
He's great. I know he's great, but the fact is nobody else cares. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Why? You have a team that lost 100 games last year and is on their 10 games over 500 right now with the same payroll with a catcher that is 155 years old and is hitting better than he's ever hit before. You've got a second-year manager with a trash bag bullpen that has probably lost 10 games for him. They would probably be leading the AL Central if it wasn't for their bullpen. Pitchers that they pulled off the track.
Jeff, hold on. Is this a rhetorical question? Do you want me to give you an answer as to why most people don't care, or you really don't know?
Sure, absolutely. I do want to hear your opinion.
Well, so this is what I know. It's not my opinion. This is what I know, okay? Baseball is extremely regional, all right? There's a reason.
Sure.
Hold on, Jeff. You rolling down the highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. It's pretty loud. I'm not going to hang up. I'll just put you in the background. It's too loud. Baseball is very regional. There's a reason why, amongst all the things that I can discuss here on the airwaves, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm not going to speak for anybody else. Like, I'm not sitting here talking about baseball unless it's more of a national story. We know the NFL is king. Then there's the NBA. And then you could give Major League Baseball and then the NHL underneath that. That's just the facts. I mean, if you're out here casting a wide net, like, unless you're in, this is a poor example, Oakland Athletic fans, they don't care even about the A's. They're getting ready to leave. I mean, if I'm in Dallas, Texas right now, I don't care about Kansas City. I don't care about the Chiefs. I don't care about the Royals. Well, not the Chiefs. I don't care about the Royals. Maybe later on this year I will. It's June. Like, we haven't even hit the dog days of summer yet. And so, man, who cares about Bobby Witt Jr.? I don't think anybody in Seattle cares. I don't think anybody in Miami cares. My friends in Baltimore, they don't care. Maybe they'll care by the time we get to September. But in June, people are just like, Jeff, you understand that, right?
My next question is why, at what time did that change? Why did baseball go from being the national most important sport to
football and basketball? Jeff, I thought these would be things that you know. Hey, I'll tell you this. A strike didn't help, okay? Drugs did not help. People's attention spans did not help. Baseball's marketing hasn't helped. And I'm talking about marketing the game hasn't helped. Selling the stars hasn't helped. The length of the games hasn't helped. That's a reason. There's definitely a reason why they shortened it. And things change over time. I mean, here's a simple. Jeff, how old are you?
44.
You're 44. Jeff, you understand why Blockbuster Video doesn't exist anymore, right?
Well, yeah, because you can stream it at home. That's
why Blockbuster isn't here, okay? I mean, why don't young people go to the malls anymore? Well, it's because I can get crap delivered to my house. So, I mean, I can go on and on and on. Things change over time. It's just what it is.
I will agree with you. Can I give my opinion? It was when the downfall of baseball was.
Downfall, baseball, go ahead.
Baseball translates to radio, fantastic. Football translates to TV better than baseball does. I think that was when the downfall happened. Is when you started having network football, because it's a sport that is visually stimulating, where baseball is a storytelling sport. So you had, you know, your Vin Scullys, you had insert numerous other broadcasters that were, and I think that was the downfall.
That's part of it. And regardless of whether you want to say it's radio or TV or whatever the hell you want to call it, it's people's attention spans. That's what it is. People don't have the attention span for baseball. That's just what it is. Everybody is used to, Jeff, people, you can tell a story on TikTok in 15 seconds. If I'm a 15-year-old young man and I used to have all the time in the world and all I could do is play with baseball cards and action figures and G.I. Joes and bubblegum and play outside, I had all the time in the world. A 15-year-old young man right now can open up his phone and witness 100 stories in 30 minutes. That's where it is. So, hey, it stinks. Hey, good luck to the Royals, man. I know it's been some time, all right?
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, Jeff, for calling from Kansas. Yeah, why don't people care about baseball? I love baseball. I love it. I love it. I love it so much that I hate some of the rules that they've changed, not to appease to me, but to appease to their future. Like, if you don't change, you get left behind. And if baseball, forget me, if baseball kept it like your great-grandpappy, damn it, we'd have no baseball. Ain't nobody would care. How many guys can sit around in paperboy hats and suspenders and just say, oh, well, how much time you got? I got 5 hours, bro. Give us some extra innings. I got 5 hours. People don't have that luxury. People got things to do, bills to pay. I'm mad. So I'm different. I hate the ghost run. I hate it. I'm like, give me my money's worth. I'm watching the game. Don't put a guy at the base to save time, but you think it's not going to change some more into the future? They're going to keep on changing things. And yeah, you talk about streaming. Baseball isn't even set for like social media. What's exciting? A guy hitting a home run, is that exciting? Like, I can scroll through Twitter or Instagram and see a slam dunk and go, oh crap, that was amazing. I mean, Aaron Judge hitting a home run doesn't translate the same way. It just doesn't. A strikeout doesn't translate the same way. Baseball is going nowhere, but it doesn't hit the mark. It doesn't.
You mentioned Adam Silver last hour. You mentioned Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports. Would we agree that Rob Manfred is the worst commissioner in sports?
Yes, I would say so, because he puts his foot in his mouth. I mean, the commissioner ultimately works for the league. He works for the owners. He also supposed to work with the players. And I think a big part of what makes Adam Silver a great commissioner is his communication skills. He communicates. He doesn't come across as overly on one side or the other. He gets the point across. He sells the game as to what he says. And that's it. That's all you want from the commissioner. You want him to help grow revenue for the owners and the players. And, I mean, in the case of someone like Rob Manfred with baseball, he has done a terrible job selling the game, because I think he spends too much time licking the boots of the owners and too much time fighting with the players when it comes down to revenue and money and splits. And then the fans get left out with it. And, I mean, Rob Manfred has put his foot in his mouth enough times about, you know, the value of the trophy and the fans. And he comes across as a lawyer. And all of these guys is just lawyers. But he comes across as just, hey, I'm just here for the dotted line. That's it. And so, yeah, his communication skills are absolutely poor. He is a poor ambassador to the game. Sucks. Terrible. Love baseball. Rob Manfred sucks. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let me know when Netflix signs a deal to have a show about its pitchers. Let me know. Are people going to tune in and watch that? Let me know when Netflix and Amazon have a show to highlight the catchers in Major League Baseball. Is that going to happen? How long is that going to take? We'll see. One thing I know for certain, how about this? The NFL has another show on Netflix. I'm going to tell you who's going to be a part of it and who and what it features. Yeah, that's how you grow a game. Major League Baseball, take notes. I'll tell you about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, some real rider music, right? A little Snoop Dogg and DLGG. A little Dr. Dre, you see? Okay. 855-212-4227. Dallas Mavericks, bow, wow, wow. 39-22, the Dallas Mavericks lead the Boston Celtics. Mavs are shooting 4 of 9 from deep. Boston is 2 of 10. But we know how these games go. Somebody goes on a run in 10 minutes, and all of a sudden it's tied, you know. So we got a lot. Dallas is trying to extend their season game by game. Boston just needs to win one. That's it. Just one game. And it's all over. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I need to let you know this. It's Friday. With Wendy's $3 English muffin deal, you don't just get breakfast, you get a proper meal. You get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Grab yours today. Terms apply. Shout outs to Wendy's. Good stuff this upcoming weekend because for the very first time, the NASCAR Cup Series visits the Iowa Speedway for the inaugural Iowa Corn 350. A lot of fun. Man, people, I'm jealous. I'm real jealous. Nico, you like NASCAR? I love it. You like it?
Not really.
Damn. Way to burst my bubble. It takes place tomorrow at 3:30, by the way. Have you ever been to a race?
I have not. I have a couple friends that do like it, so I will admit I don't want to hate on it too much, but well, it is not my preference of sport.
It's I'll put it to you this way. It's better to go. It's better to go.
I've heard that too.
It's better to go. When you go, like I'm not going to tell you. I haven't sat down and watched NASCAR a day in my life. Okay? Maybe it was on television in the background, you know, something is on, but I've never sat down and watched it. Have I been to my share of races? Yeah, I think I've been to maybe 10 tracks in my life. I've Virginia and Charlotte here in Atlanta, right down the road, Michigan and Brooklyn. I've been to my share of tracks, and it's like an experience to go to the racetrack. And if you get a hot pass, you can go to the garage and then you can see the cars and you stand by, you know, pit row. That's fun. And then you could say, hey, I want to stick around and drink beer and be a delinquent all day. Or you could just say, yeah, I'm just going to leave. And so that experience is very different than, you know, watching the cars go around and round and round and round. Now, I will tell you this. I did see F1 on television this past Sunday. I found that to be more visually appealing on a television screen than NASCAR. Maybe it's the background. And I think it was, I don't know. It was in Canada, the F1 over the weekend, this past weekend. I don't know if it's the background or the variation of the cars, the variation of the track, the shots that they had. I found it much more appealing. But I assume if you don't care about NASCAR, F1 in the same boat, right?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, damn. Do you like cars? Do you drive?
I mean, I drive, but I'm not into like getting like these these crazy fancy cars. I mean, I also don't have enough money to buy those cars anyway, but...
Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking you were driving around like, a McLaren in Monte Carlo. I'm not driving a McLaren around Monte Carlo, but I like cars. You ain't going to find me ripping one apart, but I enjoy the vehicles, and, Anyway, Nico, we'll get you out to a track sooner than later, okay?
All right, good deal.
Sooner than later. You know, in our last break, as we talked about everything going on with Caitlin Clark and marketing, I was asked about the marketing of Major League Baseball, and it's actually a shame. Like, there used to be This Day in Baseball and all these weekend shows that would promote the game. There ain't no show. There's nothing. I could say this too. I used to watch the MLB Network. I don't even have that on in the background anymore because it has a stodgy old feel to it. And it's TV. Why would anybody sit around and watch it? Unless you're old. It's marketed to older people. That's just what it is. I got no interest in it. And so it's ironic that just over the past 24 hours, the NFL has released another show, okay? Another series in conjunction with Peyton Manning and Omaha Productions. Last year on Netflix, the NFL followed around a bunch of quarterbacks, guys like Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes. This year, the NFL is highlighting wide receivers. And I want you to know this. This is going to be a show on Netflix. NFL Films is working on it, and it's going to follow Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, who's a tight end, might as well be a wide receiver, Deebo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. A matter of fact, don't just take my word for it. I want you to listen to part of the trailer from Netflix about this show called Receiver.
I have an alter ego.
He calls that dance the gritty.
And when I start putting these chains on, start putting the teeth in.
I do catch passes. I do score touchdowns. I get to do everything.
What's up, baby?
I'm like running back, kick returner, receiver.
He does it all.
I'm big on celebrations. If I dance, I need it to go viral.
Let's go!
It's fun.
Bad hit to a sensitive area.
Oh, that sucked. Oh, that was mean. Harrison, my wife's mad at you.
But I don't know if you guys would like it as much as I do.
Damn. Nico, I felt like I was in a movie theater there for a second, right?
Yeah. Seriously.
Hell of a trailer. Wow, okay. I'm going to watch. It'd be nice if baseball could do something like that, but they can't. Like, who the hell would they Nico, who would they follow? Who's so interested in baseball that people would go, oh, I need to watch this?
I would say Shohei Ohtani, but he doesn't really speak English, so that wouldn't really work.
Yeah, keep going.
Maybe Juan Soto.
Okay.
Mookie Betts.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty much it in terms of guys that are that interesting, right? I mean,
Aaron Judge?
Yeah, maybe, but he seems like a quieter guy in terms of like what we see, at least the public.
Ellie De La Cruz on Cincinnati. No, he's learning English. He's learning.
Yeah.
Damn. The enthusiasm means that they don't need to bother doing a show.
I guess our caller earlier in the hour, Bobby Witt Jr., maybe?
Okay, all right. Maybe? Damn. Thinking about this is depressing, isn't it, huh?
Just a tad bit.
It's like, hey, the NFL can do a show on personalities. I think the NHL could probably do a better job with personalities. Don't get me started on the NBA. The NBA highlights its players unlike anybody else, to the disdain, I think, of some. Major League Baseball is just like, wah, 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 wah. I need to know when they do a show on Netflix. When Major League Baseball has a show on Netflix, you know Major League Baseball is and stepped into the current century. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What we're going to do is take a break. And on the other side of the break, you know, we heard the wide receivers. They were being celebrated. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs had a celebration of their own. Yeah, it's not just Tom Brady with all of the attention, you know, this week. The Chiefs, they gave out their championship rings. They had a championship celebration for the Super Bowl that they just won back in February. We're going to hear from some of the Chiefs following their own celebration heading into the weekend. We're going to get you headed into the weekend by telling you about quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The magnificent one. Oh, thank you, Alan from Toronto. The magnificent. I may have to use that. Hey, what's your name? The magnificent one. Oh, you full of yourself. That's what somebody called me. Could I get away with that, Nico? Could I get away with that?
I think if anybody could pull it off, it'd be you.
Me? What's your name, the magnificent? That's what do you call that? An icebreaker, right?
Icebreaker? Yeah.
The person at would they'd laugh. They'd laugh. I may have to use that. Nikki, you feel free to use that too, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Are you out? Are you looking? Are you single? What are you doing out here?
Me, no. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, so okay.
I'll pass it along to my brother though. He's very single.
No. It was for you.
All right.
Tell him to come up with his own stuff, all right?
All right, got it.
Yeah, leave magnificent for me then. Okay. No, not too bad. I'm going to use I'm too stupid to remember it. But I think I will. Hey, what's your name? The magnificent one. Okay. And one of my callers named me that. Oh, you have callers from what? What do you do? Oh, I just national radio show. Hey, shout outs to Alan. I know Alan from Toronto is listening. Thank you for the tips, Alan. I appreciate that. 855-212-4227. Okay, we got a reverse ass whooping today. Dallas leads Boston 53-30, about 2.5 minutes left in the game. You know, typically when you get to games like this, I say to myself, okay, I'm just going to skip it. Like, why do I care? And I am. I'm going to leave the studio here in about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Show will be over. Please don't leave. Stay at the Infinity Sports Network. I'm just going to watch the end of the game. By the time I get out of here and get situated, it's going to be the end, and hopefully it's a little bit closer. Me, I already said this. I'm hoping that the Celtics win the championship because we don't need to waste our time thinking that the Dallas Mavericks are going to win 4 consecutive games. Let's just go ahead and squash that. And speaking of championships, we've had quite a few champions honored this week. On Wednesday, we had that big old I want to call it a concert. It felt like it was a concert, a comedy show, an AA meeting. It was everything up in Foxborough as the New England Patriots were celebrated. Well, they were celebrating Tom Brady. Let's be clear. He's in their Hall of Fame. He's going to have his number 12 retired. They're going to build a 12-foot statue of Tom Brady at Foxborough. And so you honor one champ. And the legacy that they created for the last, I don't know, 20 years, right? Well, last night, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to have the same success as Brady or the same type of success. But I do know he's trying to win another Super Bowl ring. I do know that they just won a Super Bowl ring. And I know last night, the Kansas City Chiefs, they got their Super Bowl rings and they had a private party and a ceremony to celebrate it. And somebody who was happy to be ringed up was Chris Jones. He wasn't there last year because, well, Chris Jones was looking for a new contract. Take a listen to what he had to say.
I missed last year because I had a stomach bug, so I'm excited to be back for this year and looking forward to having drinks with my fellow mates that I was able to achieve this honor with.
The stomach, but I thought the guy didn't show up because of his contract. Okay. Whatever. Stomach bug. All right.
He's a pretty good liar.
Stomach bug. You know, I got to say, That man annihilates people for a living. Like, he's beating up guys that are 6'5", 330 pounds. He's shoving them out the way. Then he'll shove another guy out the way. And then he's going to hit a quarterback. And he sounded like, Nico, he sounded like that. I know, can we hear that again? Let's hear a clip again.
I missed last year because I had a stomach bug, so I'm excited
okay,
to be back.
All right. Okay, no more. Yeah, am I a bully?
I think you're onto something.
No, but it's like the Mike Tyson effect, you know? Like, if we go back to the 80s, Mike Tyson, you know, he had the lisp and he had a very squeaky voice, and that's probably why he got bullied. But Mike Tyson was the last person that you wanted in your face because he was going to kill you. It's just funny, you know, the big giant bully guy who's going to whoop you. He just has the softest voice. I guess you can't have both, can you? Anyway, Trent McDuffie, he talked about winning another Super Bowl. Well, damn it, they went back to back. Listen to what he said.
It's a blessing. You know, last year I felt like we were here, got the first ring, and didn't understand how powerful it was, you know. And then we come this year, win another one, get a second ring, and I'm just in awe. You know what I mean? The night's beautiful. We're at a beautiful setting. We got all the teammates here. So just really living in this moment.
Oh, how sweet. Sound like they had the piano music going in the background and everything. Yep, let's see if the Chiefs can go back to back to back. The Chiefs just whooping up on everybody, man. Anyway, that's what they did just a few months ago. You know what? I think it's that time of the show where I don't need to go back to yesterday or what took place a few months ago. Let's go even further back than that because it's time for this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to take a look at quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I know we're closer to the end of this day than we are to the beginning, but better late than never. Today is June 14th, 2024. But if I go back to June 14th, 1987, the Los Angeles Lakers, they won their 10th NBA championship. 106-93 victory over the Celtics in Game 6 at the Forum. Now, listen, this was important, right? Forget anybody talking. I want you to listen to the crowd. It's amazing.
And they're getting ready to pop the courts.
Yeah, it's almost like Happy New Year, but they were winning the championship. Congratulations to the Lakers. It's like everybody won a championship this day, June 14th. You want to know what else? If we hit the fast forward button and go to 1990, the Pistons, they beat Portland 92-90. And they won an NBA title over Portland in 5 games. Listen to this.
0.7 seconds. There's the shot, and the game's over, and the Pistons have won the world championship. Back to back.
Damn, there's so many championships. Everybody won a championship on June 14th. Jeez, let's go to 1992, because the Chicago Bulls beat the Blazers 97-93 in Game 6. They went back-to-back. They beat the Lakers the year before, and now they beat the Blazers. It's 1992, June 14th.
Here's Carson for three. Carson with the rebound. Tied running down. The Chicago Bulls have won
Man, June is the month of champions. If you were born in June, congratulations. You're a champion because I told you so. That's enough of that basketball stuff. Let's go to 1994. How about this? The New York Rangers beat the Canucks. Took them 7 games to do it. They won 3-2. The New York Rangers won a Stanley Cup. There's a champion, and they drink out of it and pee in it and all this other stuff. This is 1994. I miss 94, except for the OJ stuff. Anyway, listen to this.
The waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions. And this one will last a lifetime.
That was nice. New York Rangers wish they were in the Stanley Cup Finals this year. Sorry. Anyway, I lied. I'm not done with the basketball stuff. June 14th, 1995. One of my favorite basketball players of all time. Oh, by the way, I need to post a photo with me and him on Sunday because he looks like my dad. The Nigerian Nightmare. Hakeem the Dream. Olajuwon. This man had 35 points and 15 rebounds. The Rockets went back to back. They beat the Magic by Shaq. This is 1995. Okay. Man, just everybody won on June 14th. The Bulls won again in 1998. Okay, they won a championship this day in 1998. This was their other three-peat. They got Carmelo to help on out of here. Sorry, Byron Russell. Okay, let's keep it moving. The San Antonio Spurs in 2007, they also won a championship. What else is new? Everybody wins on June 14th. The Lakers in 2009, they beat Orlando. That series finished on June 14th. And there you have it. Fun stuff. Hey, Nico, it's fun hanging out with you, man. This was good.
It was a pleasure to be a part of your show.
No problem. In this day in sports history, Nico was here with JR for the JR Sport Brief. Boom. We'll be sure to play that next year, okay?
Sounds good. We'll remember this moment forever.
You being sarcastic?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Feels like it. Well, what you got planned for the weekend, man? You going to be working? What you doing?
So I'll actually be here on Sunday morning doing Carl Duke's show. Excited for that. It's my first time working with him as well.
Oh, tell Carl JR said what's up.
Will do, definitely. But tomorrow's actually one of my friend's birthdays, so I think I'm going to hang out with him, maybe go get some drinks, and have a nice relaxing Saturday.
What did I just tell you about the month of June? I said amazing things and amazing people are in June. The champions are in June, right?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I just named 20 different champions that were crowned on this very day. But your friend wasn't born today. It was Tuesday, what, 2 days from now or something?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. They just missed it. Sucks for them. Anyway, it's been a fun show. We've had a good time. Hey, thank you so much to our guest who came by earlier in the show to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguar. Gary Smits came by from the Florida Times Union. And right now at halftime, NBA Finals is going on. Dallas is leading Boston 61-35. This very minute, this very second. The Celtics are getting smashed around. Yeah, they got another half of basketball. Tatum has 15. Brown has 8. And for the Dallas Mavericks, they're being led by Luka Doncic, who has 25 points in the first half. Kyrie Irving has 11. Damn, P.J. Washington has 3. Yeah, it's basically Luka and Kyrie. And that's what the hell they're going to need if they want to, I don't know, pick up another victory. Maybe. Let's see what happens. We got a whole lot more to go. Listen, folks, thank you so much for tuning into the show. I've had a great time. Damn it, I've had a great week. We talked about Tom Brady and Caitlin Clark. What else is new? NBA Finals. Stanley Cup might be done over the weekend as well. I mean, what the hell are we going to do when these series are done? We'll talk about more sports. Because I'm sure somebody will get in trouble for gambling. I'm sure we'll have some ridiculous news. Like, for instance, I went all 4 hours without talking about Bill Belichick's 20-something-year-old girlfriend. Oh, you thought I was joking? Google it. I wasn't going to talk about that today. Maybe another day. Congratulations, Bill Belichick, with your young 20-something-year-old girlfriend. I'm sure it's true love. You've been locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And if you should choose, you can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief, okay? Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. By the time we get to Sunday, I'm going to post a photo of myself and my dad, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day weekend. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed it. But don't go anywhere. Don't move. Don't leave. Because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Nico. Nico did an amazing job. You have an amazing weekend. I appreciate y'all for listening. Bye. They had a championship celebration for the Super Bowl that they just won back in February. We're going to hear from some of the Chiefs following their own celebration heading into the weekend. We're going to get you headed into the weekend by telling you about quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The Magnificent One. Oh, thank you, Alan from Toronto. The Magnificent. I may have to use that. Hey, what's your name? The Magnificent One. Oh, you full of yourself. That's what somebody called me. Could I get away with that, Nico? Could I get away with that?
I think if anybody could pull it off, it'd be you.
Me? What's your name? The Magnificent? That's what do you call that? An icebreaker, right? Icebreaker?
Yeah.
The person at would they'd laugh. I may have to use that. Nikki, you feel free to use that too, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Are you out? Are you looking? Are you single? What are you doing out here?
Me, no. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, so okay.
I'll pass it along to my brother though. He's very single.
No. It was for you. All right. Tell him to come up with his own stuff, all right?
All right, got it.
Yeah, leave Magnificent for me then. Okay. No, not too bad. I'm going to use, I'm too stupid to remember it, but I think I will. Hey, what's your name? The Magnificent One. Okay. And one of my callers named me that. Oh, you have callers from what? What do you do? Oh, I just, national radio show. Hey, shout outs to Alan. I know Alan from Toronto is listening. Thank you for the tips, Alan. I appreciate that. 855-212-4227. Okay, we got a reverse ass whooping today. Dallas leads Boston 53-30, about 2.5 minutes left in the game. You know, typically when you get to games like this, I say to myself, okay, I'm just going to skip it. Like, why do I care? And I am. I'm going to leave the studio here in about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Show will be over. Please don't leave. Stay at the Infinity Sports Network. I'm just going to watch the end of the game. By the time I get out of here and get situated, it's going to be the end, and hopefully it's a little bit closer. Me, I already said this. I'm hoping that the Celtics win the championship because we don't need to waste our time thinking that the Dallas Mavericks are going to win 4 consecutive games. Let's just go ahead and squash that. And speaking of championships, we've had quite a few champions honored this week. On Wednesday, we had that big old I want to call it a concert. It felt like it was a concert, a comedy show, an AA meeting. It was everything up in Foxborough as the New England Patriots were celebrated. Well, they were celebrating Tom Brady. Let's be clear. He's in their Hall of Fame. He's going to have his number 12 retired. They're going to build a 12-foot statue of Tom Brady at Foxborough. And so you honor one champ. And the legacy that they created for the last, I don't know, 20 years, right? Well, last night, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to have the same success as Brady or the same type of success. But I do know he's trying to win another Super Bowl ring. I do know that they just won a Super Bowl ring. And I know last night, the Kansas City Chiefs, they got their Super Bowl rings and they had a private party and a ceremony to celebrate it. And somebody who was happy to be ringed up was Chris Jones. He wasn't there last year because, well, Chris Jones was looking for a new contract. Take a listen to what he had to say.
I missed last year because I had a stomach bug, so I'm excited to be back for this year and looking forward to having drinks with my fellow mates that I was able to achieve this this honor with.
A stomach bug? I thought the guy didn't show up because of his contract. Okay. Whatever. Stomach bug. All right.
He's a pretty good liar.
Stomach bug. You know, I got to say, that man annihilates people for a living. Like, he's beating up guys that are 6'5", 330 pounds. He's shoving them out the way. Then he'll shove another guy out the way. And then he's going to hit a quarterback. And he sounded like, Nico, he sounded like that. I know, can we hear that again? Let's hear a clip again.
I missed last year because I had a stomach bug, so I'm excited
okay,
to be back.
All right. Okay, no more. Yeah, am I a bully?
I think you're onto something.
No, but it's like the Mike Tyson effect, you know? Like, if we go back to the 80s, Mike Tyson, you know, he had the lisp and he had a very squeaky voice. And that's probably why he got bullied. But Mike Tyson was the last person that you wanted in your face because he was going to kill you. It's just funny, you know, the big, giant bully guy who's going to whoop you. He just has the softest voice. I guess you can't have both, can you? Anyway, Trent McDuffie. He talked about winning another Super Bowl. Well, damn it, they went back to back. Listen to what he said.
It's a blessing. You know, last year I felt like we were here, got the first ring, and didn't understand how powerful it was, you know. And then we come this year, win another one, get a second ring, and I'm just in awe. You know what I mean? The night's beautiful. We're at a beautiful setting. We got all the teammates here, so just really living in this moment.
Oh, how sweet. Sound like they had the piano music going in the background and everything. Yep, let's see if the Chiefs can go back to back to back. The Chiefs just whooping up on everybody, man. Anyway, that's what they did just a few months ago. You know what? I think it's that time of the show where I don't need to go back to yesterday or what took place a few months ago. Let's go even further back than that because it's time for this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to take a look at quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I know we're closer to the end of this day than we are to the beginning, but better late than never. Today is June 14th, 2024. But if I go back to June 14th, 1987, the Los Angeles Lakers, they won their 10th NBA championship. 106-93 victory over the Celtics in Game 6 at the Forum. Now, listen, this was important, right? Forget anybody talking. I want you to listen to the crowd. It's amazing.
And they're getting ready to pop the courts.
Yeah, it's almost like Happy New Year, but they were winning a championship. Congratulations to the Lakers. It's like everybody won a championship this day, June 14th. You want to know what else? If we hit the fast forward button and go to 1990, the Pistons, they beat Portland 92-90. And they won an NBA title over Portland in 5 games. Listen to this.
0.7 seconds. There's the shot. And the game's over. And the Pistons have won the world championship.
And final score,
back to back.
Damn, there's so many championships. Everybody won a championship on June 14th. Jeez, let's go to 1992. Because the Chicago Bulls beat the Blazers 97-93 in Game 6. They went back-to-back. They beat the Lakers the year before, and now they beat the Blazers. It's 1992, June 14th.
Here's Carson for three. Carson with the rebound. Time running down. The Chicago Bulls have won the NBA championship for the second straight season.
Man, June is the month of champions. If you were born in June, congratulations. You're a champion because I told you so. That's enough of that basketball stuff. Let's go to 1994. How about this? The New York Rangers beat the Canucks. Took them 7 games to do it. They won 3-2. The New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup. There's a champion, and they drink out of it and pee in it and all this other stuff. This is 1994. I miss 94, except for the OJ stuff. Anyway, listen to this.
The waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions.
That was nice. New York Rangers wish they were in the Stanley Cup Finals this year. Sorry. Anyway, I lied. I'm not done with the basketball stuff. June 14th, 1995. One of my favorite basketball players of all time. Oh, by the way, I need to post a photo with me and him on Sunday because he looks like my dad. The Nigerian Nightmare. Hakeem the Dream. Olajuwon. This man had 35 points and 15 rebounds. The Rockets went back to back. They beat the Magic by Shaq. This is 1995.
Final seconds. Anderson, the Houston Rockets, have won their second consecutive NBA championship. They have swept the Orlando Magic.
Okay, okay. Man, just everybody won on June 14th. The Bulls won again in 1998. Okay, they won a championship this day in 1998. This is their other three-peat. They got Carmelo the hell up on out of here. Sorry, Byron Russell. Okay, let's keep it moving. The San Antonio Spurs in 2007, they also won a championship. What else is new? Everybody wins on June 14th. The Lakers in 2009, they beat Orlando. That series finished on June 14th. And there you have it. Fun stuff. Hey, Nico, it's fun hanging out with you, man. This is good.
It was a pleasure to be a part of your show.
No problem. In this day in sports history, Nico was here with JR for the JR Sport Brief. Boom. We'll be sure to play that next year, okay?
Sounds good. We'll remember this moment forever.
You being sarcastic?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Feels like it. Well, what you got planned for the weekend, man? You going to be working? What you doing?
So I'll actually be here on Sunday morning doing Carl Duke's show. Excited okay. for that. It's my first time working with him as well.
Oh, tell Carl JR said what's up.
Will do, definitely. But tomorrow's actually one of my friend's birthdays, so I think I'm going to hang out with him, maybe go get some drinks, and have a nice relaxing Saturday.
What did I just tell you about the month of June? I said amazing things and amazing people are in June. The champions are in June, right?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I just named 20 different champions that were crowned on this very day. But your friend wasn't born today. It was Tuesday, what, 2 days from now or something?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. They just missed it. Sucks for them. Anyway, it's been a fun show. We've had a good time. Hey, thank you so much to our guest who came by earlier in the show to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguar. Gary Smits came by from the Florida Times Union. And right now, at halftime, NBA Finals is going on. Dallas is leading Boston 61-35. This very minute, this very second, the Celtics are getting smashed around. Yeah, they got another half of basketball. Tatum has 15. Brown has 8. And for the Dallas Mavericks, they're being led by Luka Doncic, who has 25 points in the first half. Kyrie Irving has 11. Damn, P.J. Washington has 3. Yeah, it's basically Luka and Kyrie. And that's what the hell they're going to need if they want to, I don't know, pick up another victory. Maybe. Let's see what happens. We got a whole lot more to go. Listen, folks, thank you so much for tuning into the show. I've had a great time. Damn it, I've had a great week. We talked about Tom Brady and Caitlin Clark. What else is new? NBA Finals. Stanley Cup might be done over the weekend as well. I mean, what the hell are we going to do when these series are done? We'll talk about more sports. Because I'm sure somebody will get in trouble for gambling. I'm sure we'll have some ridiculous news. Like, for instance, I went all 4 hours without talking about Bill Belichick's 20-something-year-old girlfriend. Oh, you thought I was joking? Google it. I wasn't going to talk about that today. Maybe another day. Congratulations, Bill Belichick, with your young 20-something-year-old girlfriend. I'm sure it's true love. You've been locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And if you should choose, you can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief, okay? Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. By the time we get to Sunday, I'm going to post a photo of myself and my dad, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day weekend. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed it. But don't go anywhere. Don't move. Don't leave. Because Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Nico. Nico did an amazing job. You have an amazing weekend. I appreciate y'all for listening. Bye.